work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right. Well, yesterday, the painful spectacle, not for us, but for the left.
Yes.
Not for us, but for the left. The painful spectacle of Kamala Harris certifying her loss.
The votes for President of the United States are as follows. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes. Kamala D. Harris... Kamala D. Harris of the state of California has received 226 votes.
Ouch.
The proverbial salt in the wound there.
Yes. Look, don't feel bad for her.
No.
This is a woman who lied about everything she ever told us just 4 years ago that she believed in. Flipped it, lied, sent her staff out to lie, spent $1 billion lying and promising not to do all of the things that she had worked with Joe Biden and set out to do during that regime. She tried to fool you, con you, got frustrated when she couldn't fool or con you, when her staff realized she couldn't fool or con you because they no longer have the censorship ability that they did in the 2020 election, where they had almost absolute and total control because of X and because of so many posts on X from accounts ranging from cat turd to DC Drano. They do millions and millions of hits, far outpacing CNN, and they couldn't lie anymore. They lost. They lost for one reason. We cannot ever forget what that reason was. They lost because they could not lie. And this is what happens to the Democrat Party when they can't lie. When they can't lie. Now, yesterday was a historic day, Lee, and I don't want us to lose sight of the importance of the historic nature of yesterday. Do you realize this is the first time Democrats did not object to certifying a Republican victory?
Oh, really?
Yeah, since 1988.
Yeah, because they have always had some members that objected to the certification every time.
Yes.
Even though that's something that Republicans can't do, but yeah.
Well, yes, because when Republicans do it,
yeah, it's a threat to democracy.
An attack on democracy. Right. Now, thankfully, we don't live in a democracy,
no.
So all attacks on democracy are really meaningless and quite frankly made up.
Despite what the vice president just said about our democracy, which we are not, as we keep trying to remind people here.
Right. And as I say all the time, Lee, fall down on your knees and thank the good Lord we don't live in a democracy every single day.
Right.
Because a democracy is a dictatorship in a box waiting to happen. It is the only moral authority of any kind in a democracy is mob rule. When you combine said democracy, i.e. mob rule, i.e. 50 plus one, that is the only morality in a democracy. When you combine that with the kind of censorship that the Democrats and the FBI we now know did in the 2020 election, you prime that mob to do terrible things based on falsehoods. So we don't live in a democracy. And that is a good rule. That is a good, it's a good news this morning. And the fact that Donald J. Trump has won means that we are less and less likely every day to find ourselves in a democracy. Thank God. This is, by the way, a republic. You can demonstrate that to yourself. Handy guide, very easy. Pull up the text of the Constitution. Okay, pull it up. You can find it online. Text search it. Search for the word democracy. You will not find it, oddly. No, no. You will only find the word Republican, as in Republican form of government, which we have. Republican form of government was created specifically, and you can read this for yourself in the Federalist Papers, particularly the debate at the two constitutional conventions we had. A Republican form of government was deliberately put in place to prevent a democracy, i.e. mob rule. And to what respect, stay with me, the rights of the minority,
exactly,
which is the exactly most precious thing we have in this country, not democracy, rights of the minority.
Right. Exactly.
Who it turns out, and this happens in this election, to actually be the majority.
Yeah.
See, that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen in the space of months, minutes even. Actually turned out to be the minority. So you know how when the FBI and DOJ and the censorship apparatus of the federal government just this past year was arguing before the Supreme Court that they have an interest in protecting the majority from the minority, this so-called misinformed minority, and that's why they have to censor. That's why they got to get in there and take down these posts. It's the big danger, Lee, again. The minority can quickly become the majority. They censored and persecuted the majority. That's what they did. Whether it's Catholic churches being infiltrated, a choir director being flipped by these evil people to spy on traditional Catholics. School parents who embarrassed a beleaguered Democrat governor who wasn't polling well, spied on and harassed FBI on their front doorstep. That's democracy. Right there. So don't feel bad for this woman. Don't feel bad for this woman. This woman represents everything our founders feared and built a system to prevent against. We have a brief reprieve from her and her party. Very brief.
Let's hope we can extend it, but yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't mean to get off on that tangent. But back to kind of where we are. And we've been told if you even object to certifying the election, if you even so much as question it, you are anti-democratic.
Right, yeah.
Well, here's the Democrats doing that. Again, this is the first election they haven't objected to since 1998. And you know why that is? We whooped their butt so hard that they're still hemorrhaging, politically speaking. Now, listen to this. You know what I love about this montage, Lee? You'll hear them objecting to the 2016 election on grounds of Russia collusion. Didn't happen.
Yeah, which they made up to begin with.
Totally made up. There was no Russia collusion. There wasn't even any Russian interference. We know that now from the Twitter files. Here we go.
I have an objection because 10 of the 29 electoral votes cast by Florida were cast by electors not lawfully certified.
I object to the votes from the state of Wisconsin, which were not should not be legally certified.
No debate.
Mr. President, I object to the certificate from the state of Georgia on the grounds that the electoral votes
debate. There's no debate.
And I object to a certificate from the state of North Carolina.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina. I object.
I object to the certificate from the state of Alabama. The electors were not lawfully certified.
But the Russian...
Section 18, Title 3 of the United States Code prohibits debate in the joint session.
I do not wish to debate. I wish to ask, is there one United States senator who will join me in this letter?
There is no debate. There is no debate.
There's one.
Yeah. So they make up stuff and then they object to the certification of duly elected Republicans.
That was back in the day when Biden could actually speak for himself, which he hasn't been able to do since elected president. So
I would shorten that sentence to just actually speak.
Well,
because he's having trouble with that every day.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we have this vast irony. Okay. Chuck Schumer the now minority leader of the Senate, or soon to be minority leader of the Senate, he's not the majority leader anymore, is just all torqued out over the fact that peaceful protesters, and most of those January 6th protesters were peaceful protesters, which, by the way, the Democrats claim to love when they're burning cities down.
Right, yeah.
The, you know, the mostly peaceful protest.
Yeah.
The kind that do $2 billion worth of damage and cost 25 lives. And yes, by the way, people were doubting that on Twitter. So I actually had to put a tweet up over the weekend with the Guardian headline, 25 people died in the Summer of Love, including David Dorn.
How soon we forget, or at least your liberal trolls online.
Yes. Peaceful January 6th protesters killed no one. They didn't kill anybody. Democrats still say love peaceful protests. Mostly peaceful, right? Right, right, right. As long as it's mostly peaceful, right? And the Democrat definition of mostly peaceful, leader, now forget 25 dead and $2 billion worth of damage. We didn't come anywhere near that.
Yeah, with the backdrop of the CNN reporter on the scene with a burning building behind him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I didn't know this. I learned this over the weekend while doing peaceful protest research.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many people, Democrats were arrested in the mostly peaceful protest?
I'm sure there's probably a prison full of them somewhere, Tara. Aren't there? There's not. Huh?
17,000 nationwide. Hmm. UK Guardian, take it up with them. 17,000. $2 billion worth of damage. And the saddest part, I didn't know this either. That's the insurance agency's estimate only of insured properties. Do you know that 40% of small businesses were not insured? It was mainly small businesses targeted by their mobs.
So the little guy.
But anyway, Chuck Schumer is very upset that, you know, looks like hundreds to, I don't know, many peaceful protesters from the January 6th protest. And as you said yesterday, of course, some officers were assaulted, so we shouldn't do that. But it looks like, and, you know, we could go on a case-by-case basis, but it looks like many of them will be pardoned. Chuck Schumer, very upset about that. But I'm going to tell you coming up next what Senator Chuck Schumer is not upset about. We'll be right back.